faster, my Christine.
Well, I can tell you, tension's really building here. We're just about to start in less than half an hour. We will be starting these two great finals, the Sheffield Plate, the Cleveland Medal Test. I can't tell you anything about that except everyone is coming into the hall for that. It's going to be a brilliant night of music, and who knows the winners will be, but I don't think I'll know by the time I go on air at 9 o'clock tonight. But I can tell you that in the big show tonight from nine, I'll be talking about some cracking classes that we've had today, songs from the shows for our young singers. And I'll be talking about that, playing some winning performances for you on the big show tonight from nine. But if you think mentioning the Cleveland and the Sheffield Plate finals means that the Guild is over, you could not be more mistaken, because we've got a fabulous day tomorrow, and we've got lots of Manx classes and folk songs down in the Promenade Suite, and up in the Royal Hall we've got the children's choir classes, and these are always so popular. We've got the mixed choirs, the action songs, and they're all age range, they're all primary age, different classes. We've got the Gaelic choirs, that's for slightly older ones, for up to 18 year olds. And if that wasn't enough, if you've got a day of the choirs during the day, then in the evening, we've got the pop songs for 14 to 18 year olds. And we've got loads of great singers in that. And then, roll of drums, we are finishing the evening in the Royal Hall with a brand new class. And it is the Eurovision Song Contest class. And this is to celebrate the anniversary of the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's an own choice of any song previously performed at a Eurovision Song Contest. And we've got seven groups taking part. And we've got some of the obvious choices like All Kinds of Everything, who remembers that from 1970, and Save Your Kisses for Me. We've got a bit of ABBA, and we've got a few that not quite so well-known Eurovision hits. So that is going to be a hilarious task. I'm sure there'll be a lot of musical skill. I think it's going to be very, very funny. And I, for one, hope that it's going to be part of the Guild fixture. So loads still to come down for tomorrow. We've got the big show tonight at 9. Come down and see us tomorrow. Classes start from 9:30. Come, be prepared to stay all day and all evening too, and you will not be disappointed.
She's not wrong, you know. Jude, thanks ever so much for all of your time this week. Do tune in at 9 p.m. And speaking of the Sheffield Plate, we're going to hear from one of the Sheffield Plate contestants in just a second.
Manx Radio's coverage of the Manx Music Festival is brought to you with Spectrum Windows. Find them on Facebook or spectrumwindows.im.
Because not only has Jude been talking to us here on The Home Run, she's also been busy making an enormous amount of videos for our Facebook and YouTube channel, and catching up and doing additional interviews for us with people like Parker Kizik, the 11-year-old who is one of the finalists in the Sheffield Plate. But his weekend of musical achievements don't end there. He's off to London as well.
It's this weekend on Sunday. West End Calling is a nationwide musical theatre singing competition. I did the auditions for West End Calling back in January. Everyone was so nice. It was just such a nice atmosphere. And then I did the Heat in March. And then I recently got the news that I got through to the semi-final, which is this week, which I'm very excited for. It's always been on my bucket list to perform in London, which I'm doing this weekend. I am nervous, but I am very excited to perform.
Huge congratulations to you, Parker.
Thank you.
It's wonderful to get this far, because I'm listening to what you're saying. There will be so many young people like yourself who would want to have a go. So for you to rise up to this point through the first heats, the various rounds, they must have seen something a little bit special in you. Have you got any idea how many other people will be taking part on Sunday?
Roughly, like 40-ish. I think there was a lot of different locations all across the UK only had a few people come through. There was a judges winner and sometimes a couple of runner-ups, and then there was an audience vote where people can vote on their phones at the end of the show or either watching it via live stream. They could vote who they thought was the best, and they thought, even if you don't have any family members or people you know in it, it's just such a wonderful experience to see a bunch of people get up on a stage and sing and just seem so happy to perform in front of everyone.
It's going to be just great to watch. It really is. Yes. And you've got a Facebook page. This is Parker River.
Yes.
Is that right?
This is Parker River.
And if we go there, there is a link that we can click.
So when you click the link, you get to watch the performance, and at the end you get to vote for two people. And when you vote for them, that means they can get through as an audience vote. And they also have an app where you can vote. You put in, I think it's a code on your ticket, and then you can get through to that, you know, show, and then you can watch it.
And will you know on Sunday if you're through to the grand final?
So about 1 week after, you get an email saying you've got through, or your child was great, but they didn't progress to the grand final, which is in a West End theatre in London, which, you know, sounds very scary. My stomach went
Whether or not people are able to watch online, I know we'll all be thinking of you.
Thank you.
You take our very best wishes with you, Parker. Have a great time, and I hope we'll catch up when you come back.
Thank you so much.
Oh, isn't he brilliant? What a well-balanced and sensible and intelligent young man, and clearly extremely talented too. So Parker Kizick taking part not only in the Sheffield Plate today, but also in West End Calling, the semi-finals this Sunday. All the very best, Parker. The Nation's